Welcome to the Social Network Show. How do you feel about social technology and this connected, networked world we live in? Your host of the Social Network Show, Dr. J, interviews informed and entertaining guests to tackle the most pressing digital issues of interest to business professionals and nonprofit leaders, to parents and educators, and to anyone wondering where all this is taking us. And now, your host, experimental psychologist, Dr. Jane Karwoski.
Welcome to the National Crime Prevention Council series on the Social Network Show. I'm your host, experimental psychologist, Dr. J. Karwoski. My co-host for the NCPC series is Michelle Boykins, Senior Director of Communications of the Washington, D.C. nonprofit, our National Crime Prevention Council. All month long for October, we're recognizing Crime Prevention Month, a chance for each of us to identify crime problems in our communities and work with law enforcement and other community members to resolve them. One of the focal points for this year's Crime Prevention Month is to encourage safe storage of firearms. With the number of mass shootings we have seen recently and in the past few years, the firearms issue has taken on political and social significance. The National Crime Prevention Council produces a campaign about safe firearms storage that began running in the media over a year ago.
So, Dr. J, you will recognize our guest today as someone who kicked off the inaugural show of the NCPC series. She is Ann Harkins, NCPC's president and CEO. Ann has had an amazing career, including serving as Deputy Sergeant at Arms of the U.S. Senate from 2001 to 2003, where she was Chief Operating Officer of the 800-person Administrative Office and a Senior Senate Advisor after the 2001 terrorist and anthrax attacks. She has also held many public policy positions, including Chief of Staff for Attorney General Janet Reno, U.S. Department of Justice, and Chief Counsel for the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Technology and the Law. And thanks for coming on the show to speak with us about the importance of properly storing your firearms.
Thank you, Michelle, and thank you, Dr. J, for having us.
Oh, it's great to have you back. And it's a pleasure to get the opportunity to speak with you again. As we see these mass shootings covered in the media, the debate about guns continues and what can be done to prevent these senseless tragedies. I know that NCPC has a campaign encouraging safe storage of firearms. Was this campaign developed because of the increased mass shootings?
Since 1983, the National Crime Prevention Council has been the nation's leader in helping people keep themselves, their families, and their communities safe from crime. For more than a decade, we've been working with firearms owners and enthusiasts to prevent tragic accidents and keep guns from falling into the wrong hands. This particular campaign launched in June of 2014.
Well, how does the campaign define the wrong hands?
In the context of NCPC's Safe Firearms Storage Campaign, the wrong hands are unsupervised children, at-risk youth, potential thieves, and those who intend to harm themselves or others.
So is the Safe Firearms Storage Campaign NCPC's way into the gun control debate?
NCPC does not advocate for or against owning a firearm. Our campaign takes a truly common sense approach, just like we encourage people to use their seat belts to prevent car accidents. Safe storage ensures that owners are doing their part to increase public safety. We want owners to lock up their firearms to keep them out of the wrong hands.
Okay, so what is the issue focus for your campaign then?
According to a study by the RAND Corporation that used statistics from the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC, approximately 1.4 million homes have firearms stored in a way that makes it easy for them to fall into the wrong hands, easy for children, at-risk youth, potential thieves and those who intend to harm themselves or others to get their hands on those guns. And so our campaign is designed to encourage safe storage, awareness, and communication within a family and community about safe storage of firearms.
Well, that would certainly go a long ways toward improving the situation. Is the goal of the campaign to restrict Americans' access to firearms in general?
No, the goal of this campaign is to reinforce the idea that owning firearms comes with the responsibility to store them safely when they are not in use. The campaign encourages firearms owners to determine the best safety solution for their household.
Okay.
It aims to, maybe I should say a little bit more about the campaign.
Okay.
It aims to encourage firearm owners to have conversations about the firearms and about firearm safety with their family, and to share the resources necessary to provide for firearm safety in homes and in communities.
All right. And that, it, of course, has been an issue for a long time. I remember a point in my childhood when a neighbor had accidentally shot a playmate. So, you know, I think that was in sixth or seventh grade. So it can be so tragic. We're talking with Ann Harkins, CEO of the National Crime Prevention Council, about firearms and the need to store them properly so they do not fall into the wrong hands. In the second half of our show, we will have more questions for Ann regarding the NCPC campaign. You are listening to the NCPC series on The Social Network Show. I'm Dr. Jane Karwoski.
Questions? Comments? Reach out to us. Our email address is questions@thesocialnetworkshow.com or find us on Twitter @SocialNetShow.
I heard on the news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online for like a year. She couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, at-risk teens, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you to store your firearm safely. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Social Network Show. I'm Dr. Jane Karwoski with my co-host, Michelle Boykins of the National Crime Prevention Council. We are speaking with Ann Harkins, President and CEO of the National Crime Prevention Council. Let's shift focus for this second half of the show to talk about the NCPC's Lock It Up campaign.
Thanks, Dr. J. I think one of the first things that I want to ask, Ann, is about the call to action of the PSA. Your call to action says, remember, always lock it up. What does NCPC consider to be the necessary steps firearms owners should take to store their guns safely?
Firearm owners should determine the best safety solutions that fit their households and needs. Recommended practices include always clearing your firearm before storing it, using firearm safety devices such as trigger locks and cable locks, and storing ammunition separately in a locked container. There are materials and illustrations on our website at the National Crime Prevention Council, ncpc.org, that will help firearms owners see the kinds of resources they can use to help store their guns safely.
And you mentioned in the safe storage steps the separation of ammunition and the firearm. What do you say to those who refuse to lock up their firearms and ammunition separately because they're often worried about that it will prevent them from reacting quickly to an intruder who might be coming into their home?
This campaign is designed to remind firearm owners that they have a responsibility to their household and community to store their firearms safely when they're not in use. all of our public education campaigns at the National Crime Prevention Council begin and end with research. And one of the most poignant moments in the research phase developing this campaign was when a firearm owner said in a focus group that his family had more rules about using the pool than they did about firearms. That's a great way to remind folks that they want to talk with their families about the rules for firearms and for firearm safety, rules that fit their particular household.
Okay. And do you think that this campaign is going to help decrease the number of mass shootings that we're seeing?
This campaign started with research in 2013. We launched the campaign to provide resources to firearm owners that will help them store their firearms in a way that helps keep them from falling into the wrong hands. The campaign also provides firearm owners with resources to help them have conversations about firearms and firearm safety within their families.
You know, that's a good point, because I grew up with firearms. I did target shooting. I learned to reload. My dad was into that. And that was always, you know, firearm safety was always impressed upon me in terms of it's part of using a firearm. You respect that it can be a very dangerous weapon. It's a two-edged sword, you might say. You can use it in hunting and target shooting, etc. But I think the issue, though, is here you're talking not just about the safety rules and precautions and ethics of when you're using the gun, but also when you're not using the gun.
That's right, Dr. J. A major goal of this campaign is to reinforce the idea that owning firearms comes with the responsibility to store them safely when they are not in use. That helps them stay out of the wrong hands.
And so there are a number of people who think we could stop a lot of these recent shootings if we improve the background checks and blocked access to firearms for people with mental illness. What do you think about that approach?
This campaign encourages firearm owners to ensure that only authorized persons have access to their firearms. The way they can do that is by storing them safely when they're not in use. Through safe storage, firearm owners can help restrict improper access by unsupervised children, at-risk youth, potential thieves, and those who intend to harm themselves or others.
Okay, and so we hear often that firearms advocates tout that the number of accidental shootings involving children is down, but the NCPC campaign features children. Why did you choose to go that route?
All of our campaigns begin with research, and in this particular instance, our campaign research showed that protecting children is a strong motivator for firearms owners. But there are other motivators as well. Those other motivators include owners not wanting to have their firearm used in a crime. They want to reduce the risk of injury to themselves or family members or others, and they want to prevent potential accidents. Safe firearm storage is a way to accomplish all of those goals.
Those are excellent points. I'm pondering still the question of people who want the firearm accessible in case their home is invaded. And can you repeat for us, Anne, your response to that question? What about people who feel that if they have set up a number of hoops to jump through, you might say, before a firearm could actually be discharged, if people want it to be easily available to them, certainly not to anyone unauthorized, but what is your response to that?
Well, my response and the purpose of this campaign is to encourage firearm owners to store their firearms in a way that fits the needs of their household. And so if by paying attention to this campaign and checking out the materials on our website at ncpc.org, firearm owners take a minute and say, okay, what should I be doing to store my guns safely? That's the purpose of the campaign. We all know that firearm owners have a responsibility to their household and their community to store their firearms safely when they're not in use. One of the really special moments in the research phase of this campaign was when a firearm owner, said, gosh, you know, now that I think about this, we have more rules in our house about how to use the pool than we do about how to use the firearms. That was just a very special moment and affected some of the ads in our campaign when everyone realized that it takes that stopping a moment and thinking about what you're doing, raising your own awareness, and then raising awareness within your family and in your community about what is the best mode of firearm safety for the particular household.
Okay, and just like it makes me think that there's some correspondence here between computer safety, for instance, your passwords. We all know it's more hassle to have individual strong passwords for things, and we need to secure them if they're not memorable. We need to secure them. In other words, they're not just laying down on a piece of paper right by our computer where anybody could use it. So in the same way, there's going to be some inconvenience involved. For instance, now this is just my own opinion, okay? I'm kind of just doing some brainstorming here, but I'm thinking, okay, you want your gun handy, but you're not there all the time. So when you're not there, you need to have it secured and stored. And that goes for any moment that you're not in charge of it.
That's why this campaign encourages people to have gun safes, to use trigger and cable locks, and to store their ammunition separately from their gun, so that when the gun is not in use, they have created a safety zone within their household to prevent the firearms from getting into the wrong hands or to prevent accidents. There's so many comparisons we can use. We all buckle up. We use our seatbelts. We have rules for pools in our houses.
Right.
We talk to our kids about not using drugs. All of those are things that we think about safety. And so this month, being October and Crime Prevention Month, is just a particularly good time for everyone to sit down and think about safety in their households. And with regard to firearm storage, what we're encouraging people to do is to use the safety solution that fits their household the best.
Okay, and we'll be letting you know just where you can find those on the website is safefirearmsstorage.org. So get more information and see what the options are and what you can and should implement. So thank you for listening to The Social Network Show. Thank you to my co-host, Michelle Boykins, and our guest, Ann Harkins, both of the National Crime Prevention Council. Thank you so much for joining us, Ann.
Thank you, Dr. J, and thank you, Michelle.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
And thank you, Michelle. Always a joy to work with you. And how I hope that McGruff is doing well. Will you give him a scratch behind the ears for me?
I will. I will tell him you send a special hello to him for Crime Prevention Month.
Okay. And there's no doubt that the debate about guns will continue, but we all hope there is a solution on the horizon to prevent mass shootings and keep firearms out of the hands of those who intend to do harm with them. You can learn more about NCPC's Safe Firearm Storage, again, at safefirearmsstorage.org. Thank you for listening. Be sure to mention The Social Network Show to your social networks online and off. You can support us by adding us to your playlist on iTunes or looking for the app, The Social Network Show, on Google Play if you're an Android user or the iTunes Store. Check out the blog page on our website, thesocialnetworkshow.com, for the lowdown on this and previous episodes. Please have fun and be safe, online and off, until we meet you here again.
You've been listening to The Social Network Show, the worldwide show dedicated to social media networking and understanding the connected, networked world we live in. Listen to our archive shows on thesocialnetworkshow.com and follow us on Twitter at Social Net Show. The Social Network Show is produced by Social Network Intermedia Incorporated. The views and opinions expressed are those of our host and guest and may not be the views and opinions of Social Network Intermedia.